Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Michigan is good, but not good enough. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. For those still pouting Carolina fans who think had they just beaten Texas A&M, the Tar Heels would be playing tonight in the third straight Final Four and for the second consecutive national championship, I think you might be right. The bracket sure opened up that way if Carolina hadn't shot itself in the foot and out of the game against the Aggies 2 weeks ago in Charlotte. A&M was just awful against a Michigan team the Tar Heels had beaten soundly back in November. If they could have done that again, they surely would have handled Florida State and had 11-seeded Cinderella, Loyola, or Chicago. Yes, it might very well have happened that way, but I have two bits of bad news for you. Teams don't survive games like Carolina played and don't deserve to win in a one-and-done tournament when they don't deserve to win. And second, nobody is beating Villanova tonight. Nobody. Going after its second NCAA title in 3 years, we certainly recall that first one, don't we? Villanova may have the best team it has ever had, including Rally Massimino's miracle of 1985 and Howard Porter's Final Four club in 71. Jay Wright is one great coach who has consistently put a top 10 team on the court in recent years. Remember, Nova was a number one seed last year before getting knocked out by eighth seed Wisconsin in the second round. This season's team hasn't had a close game in the dance, unless you consider 12-point regional wins over West Virginia and Texas Tech, close games. Villanova has six guys in double figures, led by National Player of the Year Jalen Brunson, who averages 19-plus a game, but does so much more than score. These guys are equally tough on both ends of the court, and Michigan may be well-coached, but doesn't have enough scoring to continue what has become a dream season for the Wolverines of the Big Ten. Wright's team is so tenacious that it just finds a way to win, and experience with only one freshman, Omari Spellman, in its top six. You can tell how well they play together on offense and talk on defense, and it's a team on a mission to uphold its recent tradition. So the Tar Heels might well have been there without one bad game, but although we all would have liked to have seen it, nobody is beating Villanova. Nobody. This is Archansky. See you.